comes out, is he close to playing? I mean, can you give us any idea of when you might expect him back?
I really don't know.
No, it's just a day-to-day evaluation.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to play whoever can play. I try not to do that. I try to look at who's out, because then they're like, oh, please. You know, you're hoping, you're praying, and you hope and pray. It doesn't work out, so he told me he was out, so he's out.
How are you planning on navigating this stretch without Josh?
It's as simple as the next guy up. I hope I don't have to increase the guy's minutes, whoever can go out there and give us a boost. Josh brought a lot to the table, so it's going to be tough. But we just got to do it as a committee, as opposed to just thinking one guy can fill in for what he's been doing for us.
Do you challenge someone or someone's to kind of pick up the pace as he has done for this group and win those 50-50 balls? Is it just because that's something that he does that's so unique to him?
No, because that's what I expect all of us to do, no matter who's playing. So it's just, hey, this is how we play. This is what we expect when you step on the floor. So go leave it out there as best you can.
Mike, is there anything about this Atlanta team? I presume there's something, but like, what kind of worries you the most when you play this Atlanta team?
The big, diverse, they got a lot of long, athletic guys. They can play a lot of different positions. They can guard a lot of positions. Obviously, they can get out and run. People roll games unbelievable, especially with Trey handling the basketball. And now you have some versatility with the young fella, Big Jalen, starting to be able to play that point forward a lot more than what he has in the past. And, he's almost to a point where, like Giannis, you've got to load in transition. If you don't load him in transition, he's attacking the seams and it's all over. And then if you're not careful with those athletic as they are, obviously you can rebound. And they all shoot the ball very well. So a dangerous team.
I think it's a year to the day for you since Sacramento, when you lost the job there. I know you say you look forward, but do you look back and say where I was then to where I am right now, contending for an Eastern Conference leadership and stuff, that just kind of a fast change?
No, I mean, really, I enjoyed my time there. The only thing I'm thinking about now is talking to my wife about tickets, because her and Santi and Camila want to come out when we play in Sacramento, and it's getting close. They want to see their friends, and so we're trying to figure out, should they come out the night before or two nights before? Should they miss school? So people at Scarsdale Middle School and Scarsdale High School, they may miss school. Come see their friends in Sacramento. But that's the biggest thing that we've been talking about with Sacramento is like, but good. Had a great time there. I'm fortunate, blessed, lucky, however you want to call it, to be where I'm at right now, because we're really loving New York and Scarsdale.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Thank you.